Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia. Today is March the 3rd and a rainy, cold day in Atlanta, but we've made it through February. Joining me today in the studio is Mary Jo Bowser and Lee Cantor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all today?
Dry.
Dry. Yes. That's true. I understand that. It seems like that's what we talk about as we open every show is the weather, but boy, it certainly has been chaotic here in Atlanta
lately.
Kind
of weird weather. Hot, yeah. Cold. Yeah. Frosty, sunny.
We have a great show today. We have individuals from Brookdale Senior Living. With us is Barbara Prash. Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Barbara is the Sales and Marketing Director of Brookdale Roswell. And joining her is Diane Ray. And Diane Ray is in business development with Brookdale. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Good. I like that. Now, see, there's a radio voice right there. we welcome you, and as we always do, we just want to get to know you a little bit. So I'm going to begin with Barbara. Tell us a little of your background. You were speaking before we went on air, so if you could just repeat what you did, that would be great.
Well, Sam, thank you. And Mary Jo, I'm very honored to be here today. I actually believe that I've been in the aging field since I was about 4, and I am a few years older than that at the moment. It truly is a calling. I spent much of my childhood with my grandparents, which I think really has brought me here. It gave me that respect and understanding of what it's like to be an older adult and understand the value that they have and the treasures they truly are in our lives. I am a professional geriatric care manager as well. I do have my graduate degree in gerontology, senior real estate specialist, certified transition specialist, but I've spent many years in the aging field. I was very honored to work for the Area Agency on Aging for several years, Canterbury Court, and most recently I am with Brookdale Roswell, and Brookdale Senior Living is the largest senior living provider in the country. We have approximately 1,200 communities, everything ranging from independent living to assisted to memory care to skilled nursing. We are there to assist as all of our loved ones get older. One thing that we certainly cannot stop is the aging process. And so I have dedicated my life to making that process better and truly finding the right solution, whether it's independent living or assisted or home care or adult day or respite or a combination of all of those, finding that right solution for the individual. It's about you. It's about making sure that it works for you, not that you have to fit in the one size fits all for us, but that every situation is unique. So it's partnering with all the other aging professionals in the area to do that. And it's truly a passion and it's a love. And there is nothing more rewarding when that person that you've worked with comes back to you 6 months down the road after they've moved to into community such as ours at Brookdale Roswell and say, thank you. Or the family comes in and says, thank you. We love it here. Our only regret is that we wish we had done it sooner. Or, you know, there are times that you may have a resident or someone that you're working with and they pass away and the family will come to you and say, Mom loved it here. This was the best thing we ever did. It truly does warm your heart, truly, to know that you are fulfilling your mission of serving others. I look at myself as a servant leader in all areas of my career. And there are many different aspects. And I also feel very blessed that I've been able to work with the amazing people that I do work with, both on my team at Brookdale Roswell as well as throughout the community.
Diane, just give our listening audience a little bit of background on yourself, if you will.
Sure. Unlike Barbara, who knew at age four, I didn't exactly know that. I will say, though, that I knew at a very early age, I knew I had a very special opportunity because my grandmother lived with us until her, just before her passing. And that experience enriched my life to the point where I think of her almost every day. And she is one of the guiding forces that allows me to be the person I am in the senior industry. That coupled with the loss of my dad a few years ago, and that was a rather difficult, challenging experience for my family, some things that didn't go quite right, allowed me, when I received the opportunity to get into senior living, to make a promise to myself that I was going to do everything I could do to make sure that no one else had that negative experience with their loved ones and family. And that's what Brookdale has allowed me to do, is come in and be a positive influence in the family's consideration of senior living and the transition to making that a successful opportunity for the senior.
You know what? We have so many people in here that are in the service to seniors because they've lived with a grandparent or they've had a lot of exposure to a grandparent, which I just think is really neat. It's not the other way. Like, I live with grandma, so I don't want to be... It really develops a love and a respect for seniors, I think.
Best memories of my life.
Aww.
There's a couple of things that Barbara spoke of and that come to my mind. And I'm going to ask a particular question, and it will relate over to Brookdale. Most people have an idea about senior facilities. I'll put it that way. And it's not a pretty picture. Yeah, it's... You know, beds and sterile environment and nurses and whatever. And I'm not speaking negative about nurses, but it's, you know what I'm saying. But that's not the case in today's senior world. I'd like for one of you to develop or contrast those two images. What is it today? What is it that the senior living arena has to offer that is so vastly misunderstood?
I like to say that we are not an old folks home. The old folks homes of yesterday, my husband's grandmother, love her to death, was in one of those facilities, and we don't use that term in Brookdale. We don't have facilities. But she was in a facility.
I apologize.
There are facilities.
No, you're right. I've been corrected more than once.
She was in a 25-story high-rise. Mm-hmm. It was called independent living. The halls were dank, dark, smelled bad. Nobody came out of their apartments. There was nothing going on. Loved her apartment when we went in there because she spent all of her day knitting. But that's all she did. Mm-hmm. She knit, and she had Meals on Wheels deliver her meals to her. Yes, that is a very dismal view of senior living, as is many of the old nursing homes that you would go into, and you knew you were going there to die. When someone comes to Brookdale, they come to live. We are grabbing the towel back out of the circle and saying, I'm not giving up. I am taking back my life. I am here just to change my address. I'm not changing who I am. I'm not changing what I do. I'm going to enhance who I am. And yes, you're going to find some communities that may still be high rises, or they may be on a 35-acre campus like we are up in Brookdale Roswell, but they have life in them, and that's what you want. It's not your grandmother's nursing home. Do they still exist? Absolutely, certainly. But our goal is to keep our families, our residents, as independent as possible so that they can live that life. I always encourage people, yes, go out and look at several different communities. You're going to walk in the door and you're going to know where home is. You're not going there to die. You are going there to live.
Just like in real estate. When you tell people that in real estate too. Look around and you'll know what fits you.
Mm-hmm. And to add to Barbara's comments, I always like to share that it's not surviving your senior years, but rather thriving in your senior years. At my grandmother's peak at 93 was when she told us, you know what, I think I'm getting tired and it's time to maybe go move on. Well, of course, being a child, I didn't realize she was actually unwell at that time. But that's what people today, our seniors today, want. They, as Barbara was commenting to. It's not a matter of the former old folks' home. Those are visions of the past that none of us want to revisit. And we hope that we're, in our daily efforts, getting rid of that image and showing people that they do have options and opportunities for a variety of other solutions.
Diane, can you give us an idea as to what the market for senior living, I can't say it without saying facilities. I'm trying to find the word.
That's
I don't,
okay.
I don't know how to phrase it.
We won't hold it against you.
What is the projected market 5 or 10 years from now? I mean, how large is this market and how much is it going to grow?
You know, that's interesting. We did a survey last year at the end of the year and tried to identify how many new communities had come into the marketplace in the last several months within a very small radius of our main Roswell base. And we found that there were 11 within the last few months of the
wow.
year. And then I went further into this year and found already another 9 that were projected to open by the first to second quarter of the year.
Real interesting. This is non-scientific Sam Grass opinion. We cover, my company covers Fulton, Gwinnett, DeKalb, Forsyth County, and specifically the 400 corridor and the 141 corridor. When I started with Griswold 8 years ago, I was thinking I could only count a handful of senior living facilities in those two avenues of travel. I know there's at least 30 now,
mm-hmm.
and that's in 8 years.
Right.
And I know of two new ones on 141 that are being built as we speak.
Correct.
And you understand, too, aging is big business. When I was with the Area Agency on Aging and I worked with the database a lot, I would have people call me up and say, I want to get into business in the aging. What can I do? So there are quite a few. There are communities, everything from independent living to assisted to home care, that you will meet at different meetings and they'll say, I got into the business because I had a grandmother mm-hmm. story. Well, we all have a grandmother story.
Right.
But you do want to deal with a company that truly has that experience and the depth of talent behind it, that really have that compassion and the experience to provide those quality services, whether it's home care, whether it's independent living and assisted living and memory care and skilled nursing like we do at Brookdale. They're not all the same. We are all different from each other. So you may find a lot more communities, but we are different in who we are, the services we provide, and that quality home-like atmosphere that we would all want for our loved ones.
Barbara, for our listening audience, develop just a little bit the difference between independent assisted living, memory care, or skilled nursing. Just kind of give us a brief differentiating sentence about each.
And maybe how you do it at Brookdale Roswell, because you've got all those communities there, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, and understand, none of us grow up and say, gee, I can't wait to move to retirement housing. None of us do that. But it is the right solution for some. Staying at home with home care is the right solution for some. But moving to independent living is, we have residents as young as 52, all the way up to 102 at our community. Some move in, are very independent, they volunteer, they travel, they work. We hardly ever see them. Obviously, those residents are independent. We also have residents living independent that may have a little dementia, or they may have some concern about falling or safety or good nutrition. It can be very simple things. Maybe they just need some help with their medication management, or perhaps they're using a scooter or a cane. Doesn't mean they're not independent. Doesn't mean they're not thriving seniors. It may just mean they need a little bit of watchful oversight. At Brookdale Roswell, we kind of act like the Calvary that's sitting there in the background. If you need us, we're there for you. Otherwise, we're hiding over the hills, maybe with binoculars, just to keep a watchful eye on you. You can stay in independent living for a very long time because our community allows for extra services through home care, through personalized living services. We have home health agencies that may come in and assist. So we have many residents that will stay just in independent living. Hospice can come in at end of life if they need to. For those that need a little bit of extra care, or their families just want that higher level of service, we do have assisted living where perhaps they need assistance with bathing and dressing and showering every day. They do want all the three meals. They don't need the full kitchen. We also have memory care for those that may wind up with a diagnosis of dementia and perhaps need a more secure unit. There is memory care as well. Brookdale also, although not here in this area, we also have home health, we have hospice, we have CCRCs, which are continuing care. They're called entry fee communities, as well as skilled nursing.
And develop that, when the continuing care aspect of it.
It's a great concept. I used to work for a company in Buckhead. Entry fee communities are where you pay an upfront fee for that guarantee that community will keep you for life. There are not-for-profit and there are for-profit communities in the Atlanta area. Your not-for-profit communities often will have a benevolent fund that if you do run out of money, they are going to keep you. So there's a little bit security in that. There are several in Atlanta. But you come in at an independent living level. There is usually a qualifier as far as your health. You do have to have a medical doctor give mm-hmm. you a clean bill of health for independent living. That extra care is there. You can move to another section of the community, although some now are integrating that into their independent living as well. And they also have their own skilled nursing community right there. That there is typically a guarantee, should you need that in the future, it is there for you. And there are people that want that guarantee. There is a difference between continuing care and life care as far as the different pricing models. Your life care tends to give people a little bit more secure knowledge as to what they will be paying. Your continuing care may be a little bit lower priced in the beginning, but your payments at your different levels will vary.
And let's talk about Brookdale. And I know the campus well. I understand it. But one of you developed a picture of the campus, the various units and whatnot.
Well, we're so fortunate because we were built on the grounds of a former apple orchard. And that gives us the luxury of space, which is so rare, I find, in senior living. We have the area that was carved out for the apartments to be built, and we are joined by a central club area, common area, if you will. And upon that entry, you see the grand lobby. And off to either side of that, we have just a huge assortment of opportunities for our seniors to participate in. Everything from crafts and garden. We have an actual garden right off the inside of one of our hallways so that they don't have to trek outside and across the parking lot to tend their garden. And we have wonderful gardens from our residents. Some love to grow strawberries and tomatoes. Others do flowers. We are branching off into other avenues with our master gardeners. So you take that side of the building and then you come around the other side, and we've got our library with our librarians taking care of the books and all the puzzles and the other activities in there, as well as our card room, which is always a flurry of activity. Those bridge players get very serious as they age in place. But we also are so fortunate, we have what's called our fireside room, and a lot of people like yourselves are familiar with that. That is our grand room. It not only hosts our beautiful fireplace, which is going on a regular basis because our residents love it so, but we also have our grand piano in there, as well as all kinds of opportunities for wonderful events, everything from speaking engagements to parties and so on and so forth. So just a whole host of activities, including our fitness center, which happens to be right next door to our own Brookdale Therapy. We are so fortunate at Brookdale that our communities hold within our building our own physical therapy, PT, OT, and speech, as well as massage therapy. So as our seniors may have an incident, whether it's a broken bone or just maybe they're weak coming home from the hospital from a bout with pneumonia or something, they can continue their wellness plan at home, to the point where if they can't come down to our physical therapy office, our therapists go to them. There are
so
no,
they can actually rehab there after,
absolutely.
After a fall or something.
Absolutely. And it's not just our residents. We are actually open to the general public. So if my when my mother is down, she's notorious for getting that cold that turns immediately into bronchitis and then pneumonia. She does it almost every year. So now I've told her, no problem, Mom. You're just going to come to work with me and rehab at the office while I'm working.
How important is it for seniors? And I fall well into that category, but how important is it for them to maintain activity, to continue to be active?
I have found in my experience in the communities, and especially Brookdale, Roswell, that our more active residents, we did a study that showed in my last community that those residents that participated in an exercise program, and exercise can be as little as chair exercise, right, or chair yoga, that they have an incidence of about 40 to 50% fewer falls a year down the road. To say specifically for our community, we have everything from brain fitness activities to yoga to exercise equipment, all designed to really keep our residents up and walking. Our program, we had a theme last month that was called about healthy hearts. And not only do we embrace that for all of our residents, but all of our associates that are working at Brookdale, we all are participating in a healthy heart, staying fit, staying active, so that we are all living it together. We're living it as a family at our community.
And we talk about activity at Brookdale. What are activities outside of the community? What's available to the residents to do beyond the confines,
sure,
of the 30 acres?
Sure. I like to think of it as, if you can think it up and we can physically do it, we're going to do it. We have such a plethora of opportunities for our residents. Everything from at holiday time, we take busloads and go up and visit the holiday lights up at Lake Lanier. They love that. It's a tradition, and they just can't get enough of that kind of thing. We also will take our groups down to see the plays at the Fox Theater. Mm-hmm. Just because you move into senior living doesn't mean, as Barbara suggested earlier, that your life should change or definitely not stop. We, again, going back to not surviving our senior years, but thriving in our senior years to stay healthier longer, et cetera. But everything you can think of. Some of our residents like to go down the street to indoor pools so they can keep their strength up by swimming laps at a local indoor pool. And we take outings. We have picnics. Sometimes we just hop in a bus and go just for the fun of it. Last week, Barbara and I had the fortunate opportunity to go check out a couple of gardens in the area. Even though it's not season for garden, we got to see how those community gardens are set up because we're considering doing that ourselves. And that's another activity that will be introduced to our seniors in the near future.
Yeah, I want to be careful. I don't want to paint the wrong picture here. But I, last fall or two falls ago, was at some of the vineyards in North Georgia. And here I'm sitting on a Saturday enjoying it, and this tour bus comes rolling up, and every person on that tour bus was a senior coming from a facility, and they're doing the same, and they're touring. Of course, obviously, they don't worry about driving, and, correct, you know, some of them at that point didn't want to get off the bus. But still, that's the point I'm making. There's many, many things to
well,
do.
And we also will do overnight trips. They did the casino a couple times last year where they went up overnight. They gone up to the Biltmore House. Mm-hmm. And those trips are available, whether it's a dinner theater or a play or, as Diane mentioned, just getting on the bus and going out and having fun. I love the question when I get asked, you know, well, can Mom or Dad bring their car? And I'll say, absolutely. You're going to see lots of cars here. You're also going to see a lot of cars that had plants growing up through them because they find once they come here, why would you drive to the grocery store if we can transport you there, let you off at the front door, help you with your groceries when you're getting back in, help carry your groceries when you come back? Why would anybody want to drive once they're here and we have such a fabulous transportation program?
You know, I want to just ask a question. Those cute little houses that are on the campus, is that part of
absolutely
Brookdale?
Those are our cottages. Those are independent living. They are two cottages that are shared. They have one shared wall which is a garden, a carport for the automobiles should they choose to bring one. And with those cottages, they're large two-bedroom, two-bath sunrooms, and they all have a walkout patio area. And they face the forest. That going back to living, having been built on the former apple orchard, that entire exterior forest has been allowed to remain. So these residents not only get the luxury of that view and the quiet, but they still get to be visited by our deer and our little fox and all the bunnies and squirrels they can possibly stand to see in a day's time.
And if I'm correct, they also have access to the dining room in the facility.
Everything.
So they can pick and choose. If they want to cook, they can. If they don't, they walk across the street.
Exactly.
And they have the peace of mind of knowing also in the event that they're not feeling well, there's inclement weather, or they just want to stay in for tonight, we deliver to them.
Yeah.
Even during the ice storm of last year, we carried all our meals in our little golf cart and delivered all around. We're there for them and to make their lives better. And we get so many compliments from our residents in the cottages as well as the apartments.
Well, the cottages is what appeals to me. And again, I'm not there, but that's what appeals to me. I love that idea because you are in a somewhat secure environment, safe environment. You have assistance. You still have your independence. You have a separate living facility. If you need someone, you pick up the phone, and they're there. It's a great situation. Well, that leads me to my question, and I told you I was going to ask. I'd like for one of you to speak about why Brookdale. If someone came to you, if I were a potential client, why? I mean, give me your elevator speech. Why Brookdale?
Sam, I have to say I've worked for single-site communities, I've worked for small providers, and of course I'm working for the largest provider of senior living. One little program that many folks do not know about is something that Brookdale does, that communities that are smaller do not have the manpower to do. We have something called the Apollo Program, and you remember the moonshot. Well, the Apollo Program is where Brookdale will perhaps roll out an activity such as a new brain fit program or perhaps a new dining program or even something such as a different type of therapy or brain fit therapy we can do for our residents. And they will beta test it in two or three of their communities across the country and work out the kinks so that once they roll it out to all of Brookdale, it is a smooth program. They know the benefits of it. You don't have that with a single site. When I've been single site before, there was nobody else to go to when I might need a flyer or I might have a question about how I can serve someone. We all have that, and we all work together. I mean, I talk to other sales directors and executive directors all the way from California to New Jersey to Florida because they may have somebody that's moving to Florida, and we've got that experience. And we know each other, and we care. And there's that philosophy of truly being the solutions company in providing those exceptional experiences every day. And it's lived all the way throughout the company.
That's great. Diane, as we get ready to kind of wind it down, is there anything coming up on the calendar at Brookdale that would be beneficial for our listening audience to know about?
Absolutely. We have a very special opportunity coming up the 24th of this month, Tuesday the 24th, the fourth Tuesday of the month. We have a caregiver support group that's actually featuring Ginny Lee Schmid, who happens to be a very highly certified grief specialist. And the reason that is important is because we are on record, and this was shared with me recently with A Place for Mom, that this past winter with the flu epidemic that we had took its greatest toll on our senior population over the last many years, almost 10 years. And there's such a tremendous amount of loss throughout the entire Atlanta market. We have people that will suffer in silence, and that's never the best way to deal with things. But a lot of people are just too shy to ask for help and reluctant to even accept help that's offered. But this is a non-threatening environment. It is an open forum. You can come and sit and listen. You don't have to speak at all. You don't have to give any information. But Ginny Lee is going to be there to share wonderful insights on how to survive grief and loss. And I would highly recommend that above and beyond everything else.
And that is caregiver support group?
It's our monthly caregiver support group. It's always the fourth Tuesday of the month at 2 o'clock at Brookdale Roswell, and they can. We're happy to welcome everyone. They just need to call in to 770-594-4600 to make their RSVP.
Great information, great conversation, fabulous guest. Thank you for being here. We want to wind down and ask or have you tell the listening audience, rather, how they can contact you if they're interested in doing so. We'll start with you, Barbara.
My name is Barbara Prash. Last spelling of the last name is P-R-A-S-C-H. My phone number at work is 770-594-4610. Please do not hesitate to reach out to me for any of your questions or concerns about aging, seniors. I'm happy to answer them them for you. If Brookdale Roswell is not the right solution for you, I will find that right solution for you.
Great. Thank you. Diane, if they'd like to speak with you.
Certainly. Ditto to everything Barbara just shared about us being a company of solutions. If I can help in any way, please don't hesitate to reach me, Diane Ray, R-H-E-A, at dray@brookdale.com, or by calling 770-594-4611.
And is there a web address that you'd like to give?
It would be brookdale.com/Roswell.
Great, great. Good broadcast, good information. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having us, Sam.
Thank you.
And we want to extend the opportunity to come back in the future. If there's something that you think might be interesting to our listening audience, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Terrific. Would be our pleasure.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
That's it for today. Good information. Again, we thank Barbara and Diane for being here, and we want to remind the listening audience that they can go to our website, eugeriaradio.com, to listen to any broadcast that we've had in the past. And as we always do, we want to close and say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.